Good evening. My name is Stacy Kitahata. My pronouns are she, her, and hers, and I serve you in the village as one of the directors with Mark and Kathy Bach. There is an offering this evening. The three recipients of the collected offering over the course of the summer are Team Naturaleza, a local Wenatchee-based organization that helps introduce Latinx families to the out-of-doors. The director will be on our teaching faculty in week 8, Alisa Lopez. A second recipient is Earth Ministry Indigenous Solidarity Network. Earth Ministry is a partnership and a ministry of Washington Interfaith Power and Light, and we are especially grateful to them for helping us to be in relationship with our Colville and Yakima neighbors. They were on the teaching faculty 2 weeks ago. The third recipient for our offering this summer is the Young Adults in Global Mission program of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, giving young adults the opportunity to practice the gifts and skills of accompaniment with our partners around the world. A number of our staff and volunteers have come from that YAGM program to serve here at Holden. We feel a natural affinity with them and their values. So we encourage you to give generously and to make your check out to Fullness of God Lutheran Church. If you left your everything in your room, that's okay. You could take care of something like that tomorrow.
I'm, again, Mark Bach, also one of the co-directors with Stacy and Kathy, him. As we get ready to embark tomorrow, and the arc of our cohort 6 is almost complete. One thing we like to do at the start of the service on Friday evening is to pray out the people who depart tomorrow. So if you would join me in the Holden prayer, which is found on the inside of the back cover of your hymnal, we will do so. Let us pray. O God, you have called your servants to ventures to which cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love guiding us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome. I am Pastor Becca, she, hers, and it has been my pleasure this week to serve alongside Pastor Lee. Welcome to Sacred Space. May we enter this place open to encounter the neighbor, equipped to embrace the stranger, and sustained by hope to embark on the next chapter of the journey. May God keep us in the love we have experienced together this week, this season, so that in our hearts there will be no separation. Everything you need for our time tonight is in the red hymnal and on the hymn handout.
People of God, though we have already experienced a reminder of our baptism today, we give thanks that on the dusty road, water refreshes. And here, falling from the sky, here is water in abundance. Here is Lake Chelan and Railroad Creek. Here is the gushing rock and the flowering desert. Here the Spirit renews the face of the earth. Travelers, receive waters of blessing. For you baptized into death and resurrection. For we who have encountered, embraced, and now embark. May these waters make us one. As we come around and remind you of your baptism in a moment, I invite you to sing Wade in the Water, hymn 459 in your red hymnal. And I would ask that you sing the parts marked all and listen for Paul's leadership. Parts marked all, hymn 459. Remember your baptism.
That glacier glistening bright, God's gonna trouble the water. Melting in the day and freezing at night, God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water, wait in the water, children. God's gonna trouble the water. I hear that creek with a long cascade. God's gonna trouble the water. Following the path that its forebears made, God's gonna trouble the water. I say wait in the water, wait in the water, children. That lake with the ice cold wave, God's gonna trouble the water. Holding everything that the mountain gave, God's gonna trouble the water. Let's sing away. Gonna trouble the water. Now smell that river, so rich and wet. God's gonna trouble the water. Remembering all that we forget, God's gonna trouble the water. Our way. Gonna trouble the water. Now taste that ocean's sweet salt brine. God's gonna trouble the water. Wrapping the earth in a holy sign. God's gonna trouble the water. Away. Now sense that water right in our blood. God's gonna trouble the water. Spirit-breathed mammals made out of mud. God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children.
Mending broken hearts and setting captives. captives free in the spirit of our traveling companion, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
My name is Chastity Jones Salinga. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm going to read our scripture and have a short reflection and hopefully encouraging word. I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 21, verses 9 through 21. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking. And she said to Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac." The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, "Do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the maidservant into a nation also, because he is your offspring." Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down nearby about a bow shot away. For she thought, "I cannot watch the boy die." And as she sat there nearby, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. The word of God. And we'll start with a short prayer. Creator God, be with us tonight. Open our hearts, minds, and be with us as we embark on our journeys. In Jesus' name, amen. So, like we've discussed in the Living Word this week, this text inspires hope and liberation in the Black community and for Black women especially. In verse 13, Ishmael is referred to in the New Revised Standard Version as the son of the slave woman, and says in this version, "As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." Thus, the descendants of the slave woman will not only be free, but prosperous. And then in verse 14, Abraham rises early the next day, took bread and a skin of water, and gave it to Hagar. I thought it was interesting that this version says, "Putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away." Just as a side note, I am reminded here of the backbreaking load to which Black women in this country have had to carry and continue to carry. She has both the provisions and child on her shoulders. But I was able to see Hagar's sustenance in this story in a new way. Perhaps the bread and water not only represents sustenance for her journey, but is a spiritual sustenance for us, such as Eucharist. I'm not saying that this is a prediction or foreshadowing of Jesus, but perhaps this can be an additional meaning for us as we engage in Eucharist tonight. Sustenance, spiritual sustenance for the journey as we embark. In verse 17, God asks Hagar what troubles her, and she encounters God again. In her most desperate moment, the first time she was alone, this time she's thinking she's about to watch her son die. But God asks Hagar, what troubles you? This is so reassuring and so comforting. This is really the good stuff and the appeal, I think a large part of the appeal to Christianity, which is a personal relationship with the Creator. In this encounter with God, Hagar was able to experience the liberating and presence and power of God. So God opens her eyes to see sustenance. I have seen and experienced how Holden Village for many is a place of comfort, but also renewal, tradition, and connection, a source of motivation to continue struggling in the struggles that we find ourselves engaged in, or to learn about various struggles. And it takes courage, just like it undoubtedly took courage for Hagar to embark into the wilderness, to journey back to the places that we call home, and where we fight, and where we heal, and where we rest, and where we resist. Many of us may not have enough sustenance on our journey, but I pray and declare that you will have what you need until you encounter the divine. Tonight, for me, Eucharist will take on an additional meaning. It'll be a source of renewal, but also a form of spiritual sustenance for me to continue struggling in struggles that most likely will transcend my lifetime. So let us find encourage in the embark as we embark home, whether home is an oasis or whether it's the wilderness. Let our encouragement be sustenance. In many Black churches, encouraging ourselves is a spiritual practice. Encouraging ourselves is a spiritual practice and a necessity. It's called encouraging ourselves in the Lord. One of the things that I'm learning is that, yes, we should have our critical lenses on, but we should also pack our bags for our journey and use our spirituality and our spiritual practices, like Cynthia said in one of her classes, and drink from them. So let our growing edges and new encounters remain with us, so our growth and our progress can also be a source of sustenance. This conjures another image for me, the image of Jacob wrestling with the angel of God in the wilderness. A lot goes down in the wilderness, apparently. But we must push and pull, we must give and take, we must drink and fast, critique and encourage ourselves. I pray that God gives us the grace and the discernment and compassion for ourselves to relish in the process of wrestling and embracing ambiguity and complexity. May God be with us. Amen.
God, we are able to pray together and join together our thoughts. We are invited to pray this evening. Each intercession will end with the phrase, God beyond us and beside us. You are invited to respond, hear us when we call. Let's try that together. Hear us when we call. God of creation, we pray for the planet and all life upon it. Preserve the waters. Bless Railroad Creek, Lake Chelan, and the Pacific Ocean. Quench the dry earth and protect all ecosystems threatened by fire. After the fire comes through the forest, bring regeneration. God beyond us and beside us, hear us when we call. God of our neighbors, faithful friend, we pray for this community. We thank you for this week together and these traveling companions. Bless Holden Village. Strengthen our labors for justice and peace. Be present in times of conflict and lead us to practices of mutual listening and care. Weave the life of this village with the Colville, Yakima, and Wenatchee nations in stewardship of the land. God beyond us and beside us, hear us when we call. God who is our peace, we pray for the life of the world. Defend displaced peoples and give immigrants and refugees safe harbor. Bless Haiti and all who live there, those grieving loss, those responding to destruction, those searching for loved ones who are still missing. We lament the chaos and violence in Afghanistan. We plead for the undoing of global systems that oppress peoples, extract resources, and denigrate others. God beyond us and beside us, hear us when we call. God who is our rest, watch over workers of every shift, especially those who labor for others. Give healing to all who are sick and consolation to all who are grieving. We especially pray in thanksgiving for the life of Lucille, mother of Karen, mother-in-law of Rolf, and grandmother of Marta and Ellie. We ask that you give peace to Jennifer's stepfather, recently moved to memory care. Grant courage to Jennifer as she advocates for Camille and Jessica, who are living with breast cancer. Bring Sabbath comfort to those experiencing burnout, and courage to those who are fearful about returning to life and work outside this village. God beyond us and beside us, hear us when we call. For what else do the people of God pray? God beyond us and beside us, hear us when we call. O God, face of the stranger and host at the meal, gather us in your own time to your banquet table, where we shall feast with Lucille and all the saints, when we shall know our scars transformed into openings of light in fellowship with our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sharing peace, sharing a wish for peace with our neighbors, is a powerful sign of community, honoring the divine within each of us and seeking reconciliation as we approach a holy feast. Today we ask that if your neighbor has their hands crossed over their chest, that you return this gesture without any touch. Or you may choose to place your hand, your open hand, over your own heart and then extend your arms toward them, or maybe offer a deep bow. Peace be with you.
And also with you.
People of God, as we prepare to gather around this table of thanksgiving, know that Jesus invites you. You are welcome here. Here is sustenance from God's holy angels. You're invited to come forward to two stations that will be in a line around this middle circle. You can come to a station of hand sanitizer first, followed by bread or gluten-free wafers. Then you'll take a small clay cup, pottery cup, and then you can receive either wine from the first pitcher or juice from the second pitcher. If you don't wish to receive the sacrament, you can come forward with your arms crossed over your chest to receive a blessing. At some point in the communion liturgy soon, we are going to join our voices with all those saints gathered at the holy table singing, "Holy, holy, holy." To do that, we're going to use setting 7 in that red hymnal you have. So you may flip right now to page 181, page 181. We'll sing first in Spanish and then in English. Page 181, in a moment. Dear ones, it is time to eat. Pull out the naan, the pita, the corn tortilla. Bring out the challah and the pão de queijo. Receive the invitation of Jesus, the bread of life, and the host of this meal. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the living God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Praise and thanksgiving be to you, all-loving God. You have gathered us through Jesus Christ, our ancestor before us, our healer beside us, bringer of joy and freedom. And so we join the everlasting song of the faithful multitude singing. Oceans and prairies, the earth rejoices in your love. Among your creatures, you called forth our ancestors. Nomads and rooted ones bless your faithfulness. When armies exiled the people, your heart wept and your hand provided. When empires resettled Samaria, your arms opened and your promise grew. When Hagar was cast into the wilderness, your hand gave sustenance. You sent your Son to us, proclaiming your reign, offering living water, and sharing the bread of life. On the night before his execution, Jesus gathered with his friends to celebrate the Feast of Freedom. Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his friends, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and said, gave thanks and said, "Take and drink. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Among these travelers, upon this feast, in these mountains, breathe your spirit, bestow your life, O God. Strengthen us with this food and drink. Accompany us on the journey ahead. In each encounter, each holy embrace, fill us with courage, wisdom, and trust. One in the Spirit, nourished in Christ, we offer our praise, wonder, and thanks, O God. You in the wilderness, making a way. You on the lonely road, our helper and our friend. Over our wounds, your blessing and balm. So let all the travelers say, Amen.
Amen.
And together, let us pray the words Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Before us, the great banquet. Among us, bread of life to share with all, no longer strangers, as we feast. We feast as companions together along the way. And we will sing as we feast tonight. First, we will sing Lamb of God, Cordero de Dios, again from setting 7 on page 182. Following that, you'll hear the choir offer Ubi Caritas. Finally, we will sing hymn 461 in ELW, 461, All Who Hunger, Gather Gladly. Don't worry, just sing and come to the feast. Body of Christ given for you. the 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 body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you.
Hymn 461.
beloved. Bless all the wonderful, imperfect parts of yourself. May your eyes be open to the unknown. May your mouth contain the shapes of strange words, and your soul be at home where you thought there would be no welcome. May you make the road by walking and never stop believing in freedom. Amen.
Amen.
We sing our sending song on your handout, Moses Song.
Still small voice, give me strength for when I tire. God knows where I'm going, into the desert and far away from home. Truth and justice from the mountain are calling. Choose your people and find your soul. What can prompt that wandering spirit, and what is coming I do not know. I feel the promise of a journey to freedom. This spirit calls me, and I will go. We are going, we are going. We are following the wind, we are following the fire. We are listening to that still small voice, give us strength for when we tire.
Leave the village in peace. Embark on your journey. Thanks be to God.